Hello, and welcome to God in Our City, a weekly interview, issues, and information program designed to highlight what the great God of the universe is doing here in our city. Your host is Pastor Dave Watson. Pastor Dave is the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel on Staten Island, where he has served for over 23 years. He is also the founder and president of the New York Institute for Biblical Studies. Please stay tuned as Pastor Dave and his guests share with us here on God in Our City.
Hello again, this is Pastor Dave Watson, and welcome to God in Our City. Thank you again for joining us. We're pleased to have with us today Miss Laverne White. Miss Laverne is the director of the Fellowship of Learning School in the wonderful village of Harlem, that place in the middle of New York, and we are pleased that she is with us today. Miss Laverne, welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's very, very good to have you here with us today. Now, are you a New Yorker by birth?
Yes, I am. I was born in Harlem.
In Harlem. Which hospital?
Flower Fifth Avenue.
Look at that.
Yes.
And have you basically grown up all your life in Harlem and in New York?
Yes, I did. I went to elementary and junior high school in Harlem. And it wasn't until high school that I went to another part of New York.
Where did you go to high school?
Washington Irving High School.
Look at that, downtown. Now, when you were born, brought up in Harlem, what was it like being brought up in Harlem?
Well, we enjoyed it. It was a community. We went outside to play every day right after school. And what made it a wonderful community was the fact that the people in the block, as we called it, looked out for each other. Mm. One day, my sister found a $10 bill, and we were quite young, and we thought it was a dollar. And we ran to the store to spend it. And so the man in the store looked at it, and he said, "Listen, I'm going to hold on to this until your mother comes." He gave us the candy that we wanted, and when he saw my mother pass by later on, he called her into the store, and he said, "Your girls found this money, but I wanted to hold on to it to give it to you." So they looked out for us.
Look at that. Wow. Now, what area of Harlem? What streets?
114th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues.
That was your stomping grounds.
Yes, it was.
And now, how many of you are there? How big's your family?
I have an older brother and a younger sister.
So you kind of all watched out for each other.
Yes, we did.
Is a big age difference between you, or you're all close together?
We're all close together.
So on a typical summer day, what would you guys do in Harlem?
Well, we weren't in Harlem in the summer. We spent the summer in Ohio with my grandmother and my aunt and my cousins.
Was that a usual experience for a kid growing up in Harlem? They might go upstate, they might go down south, they might go out west. I mean, that wasn't unusual.
No, usually you went to stay with someone who could watch over you throughout the day.
Now, did your mom have to work outside the home?
Yes, my mother worked in Brooklyn.
Okay.
In factories? Yes.
Okay. That's tough work.
Yes.
Tough work. And how about your dad?
My parents were divorced when I was about 10 years old, but we visited him often. He lived in Brooklyn,
which was, when you think about it, that's a long run from Harlem.
Yes.
Especially if you're a kid. Now, when did you go to church regularly?
Yes, we did. My mother was brought up in a Christian home. And even though our home wasn't technically a Christian home, we went to church on a regular basis, yes.
Every Sunday?
Every Sundays.
And that would probably, correct me if I'm wrong, that would be a normal experience for a young person in Harlem, as we would say, back in the day. Everybody went to church.
All my friends, most of the children in the block where I lived, went to the same church.
You walked to church?
We walked to church. We walked mostly everywhere.
And what was the name of the church that you attended?
Mount Olivet Baptist Church.
I've been there. It's an absolutely amazing facility. Now, how did you come to a personal faith in Christ? Was it through your mom, through your church, or some other way?
Through my grandmother. My grandmother sat us down each day with the Bible. Her main goal was that we had to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That was an absolute thing. Mm. And it wasn't until we had grown up And my sister and I attended our cousin's ordination because he was also at the foot of my grandmother like the rest of us. And he introduced us to a group of ladies we'd never met before. And when he did, they said, "Oh, you're the girls your grandmother made us pray for."
Wow.
They had been praying for us all of our lives.
Wow.
That was my grandmother.
Miss Laverne, I can tell you from having talked to countless people, almost behind every person's conversion, there's a group of people praying for them. I know in my own family's life, some people around the corner from us were witnessing to our family long before I came to know Christ, witnessing and praying for them. So that in heaven, those people get a special crown.
I agree.
So your grandmother has you for the summer. You're a captive audience, and you and your cousins, was everybody there at the same time?
My two cousins and my sister and I were there during the day. My brother had the opportunity of being able to hang out with his friends. So he wasn't there when my grandmother was teaching us. And it wasn't until a few years ago I asked him about that. I said, "Gee, you missed a lot." He said, "No." He said, "What you don't realize is that when I got in the evening, that's when our grandmother caught me."
Same lesson, second time.
Right. And he said, "Sometimes you and Linda would try and look on to what we were doing, but she wasn't paying attention to you. It was for me." And he said, as a result of that, she spoiled us for everything else.
Wow. So now, how did she share the gospel with you? What did she do?
She just opened up her Bible. She had particular verses that she loved. John chapter 3.
Mm.
All the time. I memorized the whole chapter when I was a child.
King James Version, probably.
In the King James Version. And Romans chapter 8.
Wow.
And she was just bent on us knowing about salvation. She didn't know everything about the Bible. When I was a teenager, I attended a program that the Jews for Jesus had, and they had the Tabernacle in the Wilderness up on the stage. And I had never heard of the Tabernacle in the Wilderness. I'd never seen it. You know, and I said, "Wow, why didn't Grandma tell us about this?" You know, and I came to realize that she may not have known about it, but that wasn't her focus. It was that of us knowing about Christ. And she talked a lot about Revelation too.
Now, so during these lessons, did she give you an opportunity at the end to invite Christ into your life? Or was it through those lessons by yourself that you made that profession? Or what happened?
No, she didn't. She didn't do that. She wanted us to just let it sink in, I think.
Mm.
Because when I came to the point where I accepted Christ, I was in New York. And I was going to church one afternoon, and I wasn't sure if I was saved or not. I knew I believed, but I said, "Now, how do I know when you're saved?" You know, and I'm praying about this, and God brings to my memory those verses from Romans. You know, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. I said, "Well, I believe, then I must be saved." You know, and it's as if I believed everything my grandmother said, but I had to come to the point where it was the Word of God that I looked at and not just at what my grandmother was saying.
Mm.
And it's at that point that I knew that Christ was in my life.
That is a wonderful, wonderful testimony. You're listening to God in Our City. This is Pastor Dave Watson, and I have the privilege today of interviewing the director of the Fellowship of Learning School, Miss Laverne White. We're going to talk a little bit about the Fellowship of Learning School in just a minute. But so now you're a follower of Christ. Yes. Do you go to youth group?
Yes. I was at church all day. I was at Sunday school, and then I went to the Baptist Training Union afterwards, and then night service.
Absolutely.
I couldn't get enough.
That, you know, would to our Heavenly Father that it was like that again one day. I remember after I became a follower of Christ, we actually found something to do every day. Someone would say to me, "Do you go to church every day?" And I'd say, "Every day and twice on Sunday."
Right. On Saturdays, I went to a prayer meeting. There were some older young people at my church who introduced me to a prayer meeting on Saturday evenings, and so I went there. But my mother was concerned because it was late when I would get home, even though they'd walk me home. And so she said, no, you can't keep going because it's too late. So I said, well, if I get my brother to come, will that be okay? So I dragged my brother with me one time, but he only lasted there one time.
He only came once. They prayed too long and too loud.
Too long. On the knees, you know, and it was really tough. But I enjoyed it.
Now, after you graduated from high school, what career path did you take?
Well, I wanted to be a doctor. Ever since I could remember, I wanted to be a doctor. And it was when I was about 16 that I realized that I was not going to be a doctor. I don't know how I realized that. No voice came from heaven. But I just knew it.
And might have been the chemistry class, Miss Laverne.
No, I loved science, every bit of it. But somehow I knew, you know, and God just took that desire away. But I didn't know what he wanted me to do. Now, there was something I never wanted to be, and that was a teacher. My sister wanted to be a teacher. My cousin wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a doctor. And it wasn't until I got into college that I was a part of a program that earned me education credits, you know. And when I graduated from college, there was only one job that was available, and that was teaching in a daycare center. And as I was walking to that job, I said, God, but this is not what I want to do. I don't want to teach. And once again, no audible voice, but it was as if God said to me, but this is what I want you to do.
Wow.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Now, where did you do your undergraduate work?
At Herbert H. Lehman College in the Bronx.
And then where'd you do your graduate work?
I went to NYU.
NYU. You can't beat that. So you're a graduate of New York schools as well?
Yes.
That's you, born, bred, educated, and really serving here in New York City.
Yes.
Well, give me a little bit of then, how does this evolve? Because you are essentially part of the founding team of the Fellowship of Learning School. I mean, it's called the Fellowship of Learning School, but you were part of the initial group of people who made this happen. How did this all come about?
Well, it started actually on the streets of New York, down on 42nd Street, a little corner of it, that area called Duffy Square, where I was involved in a ministry with a group of young people from Calvary Baptist Church. And after that summer, we stayed together, and we had Bible studies. And then someone in the group came up with the idea of ministering to children in welfare hotels. And we did that for about 5 years.
Now, if most people don't probably even realize that here in New York, for a long period of time, we didn't have shelters so much as we had welfare hotels. I mean, there were not a few welfare hotels. There were a lot of welfare hotels here in our city. So how did you go about ministering in these hotels?
Well, we would make contact with someone in the hotel, and we told them what we wanted to do. We wanted to take the children to another area. We didn't do it in the welfare hotel itself. The first one was the Great Northern Hotel, which is across the street from Calvary Baptist Church. And so we took them to Calvary Baptist Church. Stephen Alford, who was the pastor, then gave us permission to use that area. And so we had our Jesus parties there every Sunday.
After church? Sometime in the afternoon? Or
after church, right after church.
Now, did this type of ministry spread?
Well, we did it in 5 different hotels. That was the first one. We were in 2 in the Bronx, and we were in 2 in Brooklyn.
Always on Sunday, or did you?
Always, it started on Sunday, and then we branched out to 2 other days in the week, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, wow, that is amazing. And how many young people were involved in this?
There were about 10 to 15 of us.
Okay, that's quite a few.
Yes.
And this evolved into something more?
Yes, the Jesus parties evolved into a tutorial program that we did.
Because the kids couldn't read, or?
Right. Because we did have them to read scripture, and so we noticed that they were having problems. And as we talked to the children, we also found out that they needed additional help. So we started the tutorial program, which worked well, but it didn't really do the job that we wanted it to do. And it was at that point that we decided to start a school.
Wow. And I know that all of this is under a bigger, broader picture, this ministry called God's Umbrella.
Yes.
How did that name come about?
That's a good question. I'm not altogether sure, since I didn't come up with the name, but we wanted it to be an umbrella organization so that we would work with other Christian groups. We've worked a lot with Campus Crusade for Christ, for example.
Okay.
And the school would come under that umbrella as well.
Okay. Now, so you decided to start a school. Why did you've been in Harlem the whole time? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Why Harlem?
Well, we didn't actually start it in Harlem. It started on the Upper West Side.
Oh, wow.
On 92nd Street. That's where Central Baptist Church is. And we got to know the pastor there, and he wanted a Christian school in his church. So we started it there. We were there for 10 years.
Wow. And the name of the school was?
The Fellowship of Learning School.
And the 30th anniversary of that school is?
In September.
So you'll be opening for your 30th year.
Yes, that's true.
Now, so was it more events, or was it more location availability, or was it a desire to be in Harlem that kind of moved you up further from the West Side into Harlem itself?
Well, we had to move at the end of the 10 years, and we looked in the Upper West Side, but we couldn't find anything. And a parent called. She wanted a school for her child, and she lived in Harlem. So we went there to interview her and talk to her. And then she told us about a building that was available on 127th Street. And so that's how we got into Harlem. We went there, and we could not afford to buy the building, but we rented space there.
Wow. And how long were you there?
We were only there for about 3 years. The landlord of the building lost his lease.
Oh, wow.
And it's really interesting how God did that, because the bank wanted to put us out. And they sent us a letter and said that we had to leave within 3 days. 3 days was when school was to begin. And but we were there for 3 years, you know. And then one morning when I got there at 7 o'clock, the marshals were there, because finally we did have to move. And they had the locks, and he told me, you can't go in. The bank is taking over the building. And so he gave the locks and the keys to people from the bank. And so we always make a point of getting to know our neighbors. So I went right next door, knocked on the door. Right next door was the home of Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes had been dead for many years, but I knew the person who ran the museum there. And I said, okay, the bank is here. They're taking over the building. We need a place to stay. And so I said, can we stay here? And he said, yes.
Wow.
So 5 minutes later, we had another place to stay. And we were there for 5 years.
Wow. Now, tell us about the Fellowship of Learning School. What is the philosophy? How many kids do you usually minister to? What ages do you deal with? What's the emphasis?
The Fellowship of Learning School is a Christian school. And by Christian, we don't just mean we have Bible study. We do. It doesn't mean we just have devotions. We have that too. But our entire day, our entire curriculum is God-centered. Mm. Our students get to learn about history, math, science, and all the rest of the areas as being a part of God's domain. I mean, God was the first teacher, and everything is filtered through the Word of God. It's a small school. We've had as high as 33 students. no more than that. Lately, it's been less than 20. And the grades are combined. I have grades 1 through 8. And we're registered with the state of New York and with the city of New York, so we know what is required. We cover all bases as far as the academics are concerned, but we use a Christian curriculum.
If we're thinking about it, almost think of the Little Red Schoolhouse back, you know, when many of us were going to school and stuff. You know, I can remember stuff being combined, and in many ways, the older kids helping the younger kids, and it worked out a whole lot better than the big separation and all the drama with 38th graders and 37th graders. And
yes, it does work out well because the children do work with each other, and we can do a lot of individualized work. And so I work with children who, when they were in the public school, may have been in special ed. Mm. You know, now they're working with everyone else. So I've had children who've come to us who've been behind, as well as children who've been advanced.
Now, if somebody is listening today and they have a child in the parameters of first through eighth grade, and they wanted to come to the fellowship school, Fellowship of Learning School, how would they get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me would be to call. I can give you our telephone number.
Okay.
That's area code 212-690-8094.
Say that again, please.
212-690-8094. You can get to us through our email address, which is F as in fellowship, L as in learning, S as in school, 1224 at Verizon.net.
One more time.
FLS 1224 at Verizon.net.
Now, if there's someone out there, an entrepreneur, or someone who wants to invest in Harlem, and invest in particular, I mean, Ms. Laverne, you've taken your life and invested it in a small number of kids, not thousands, but individual kids on a regular basis. If someone wanted to invest that way financially in the Fellowship of Learning School, how could they send you a check? How could they inquire more besides the email addresses? Is there a P.O. box they could send information to?
Right. If you want to know more about our ministry, including the school, you would contact us at God's Umbrella. Our P.O. box is 1189. It's Cathedral Station, New York, New York, 10025. That's P.O. box 1189, New York, New York, 10025. That's God's Umbrella.
God's Umbrella. Ms. Laverne, you are an amazing person. You've had an amazing life. And God willing, you'll have an amazing life to come. But it's amazing what one person can do in an area of the world to make a difference. I personally want to thank you for making a difference in our city. And thanks today for being on God in Our City. God bless you. God bless your ministry.
Thank you very much.
God in Our City is an extension of the ministry of Pastor Dave Watson and Calvary Chapel on Staten Island. For more information about Calvary Chapel, please visit their website at calvarychapelsi.org. That's calvarychapelsi.org. Or call the church office at 718-720-5390. That's 718-720-5390. To contact Pastor Dave, please email him at nycshepherd@gmail.com. That's nycshepherd@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out his blog at nycshepherd.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week at this same time for another edition of God in Our City.